Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. One day when Jesus was walking in the street, a young man came running up to him. He must have wanted to speak to Jesus very much. Perhaps he had heard that Jesus would be in that part of town and had run all the way from his home. Or perhaps he had seen him across the busy crowds and had decided that he must ask Jesus the question that was in his mind right there and then. His question was this: what must I do to have eternal life, the life that God gives, and which can never be taken away, the life that brings me closer to God, so that I might live in His presence forever, and beginning right now? It was a very good question. It was a very important question. It is a question that we should all ask. What do I need to do to grow close to God and share in His wonderful life now and forever? Jesus asked him if he knew the Ten Commandments, and he said that he had done what they said since he was a child. He had not murdered anyone. He had not stolen things. He had not told lies in a courtroom. He hadn't cheated other people out of their money or possessions. And he had been good to his mother and father. He probably thought that he was quite a good man. Maybe he thought that as long as he didn't do anything too bad, then he could know God and live with God in an increasing closeness, and then find a place with God forever in heaven. Sometimes we can think like that. We can think that as long as we are not too bad, then everything is okay. We can think that God doesn't want much more from us, just to come to church on a Sunday, pray a little bit every day, and try not to be too bad. We can think that as long as we are better than some other people, then that is all we need to do. But Jesus wanted him to know that if he wanted to come close to God and really experience and share in the wonderful life that God gives to those who are united with him, then much more was required. Jesus was not angry with him. He saw that he had tried his best to do what he thought would please God, but there was so much more that was needed. And Jesus wanted him to see how wonderful it was to live close to God now and forever. So he says to him in a kind and gentle voice, "You are missing one thing. Go on your way, sell whatever you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come, take up the cross and follow me." What was the problem? It was that the man had so many things filling up his life that he didn't really have time for God. He tried his best to be good, but he didn't really want knowing God to change his life. But if we want to know God, really come close to him, really experience the life that he wants to give us by the Holy Spirit, now and into eternity, then it will make a great difference, and it will require us to change everything. What are the things that stand in the way of us knowing God in the closest possible way? It can be the things we own. If we are afraid to ever imagine giving them up or giving them away, then they are more important to us than God. It might be our wealth and the money we have in the bank or in our savings or in our salary each month. If we are afraid to ever imagine giving it up, then it is more important to us than God. It might be our friendships or relationships. If we are not willing to ever imagine losing one of these relationships, then they are more important to us than God. And if these things are more important to us than God, then we can never come close to God as He desires for us, or experience His love and His life as He waits to pour it out upon us. We should not imagine that God wants to take good things away from us and make us miserable. But we have to have our priorities right. If someone plays video games every night and hardly gets any sleep, then it will become obvious that his enjoyment of video games is more important to him than doing the work he is paid to do during the day, or completing the studies he is supposed to be committed to. We understand that some things have to come first, and we have to decide what they are and make our behavior fit our choices. We can make the wrong choices, and this rich young man had made the wrong choices. Jesus asked him to stop putting his possessions and his great wealth first and to put God first and take up the difficult life of following Jesus so that he could come to share in the life that God gives us. There is no other way. But the rich young man loved all the things he had more than he really loved God. He was stuck, bound by the things he owned, so that he couldn't make the right choice. We can also make the wrong choice. We can decide that careers are more important than God, or relationships are more important, or possessions are more important, or being important to others is more important, or being popular is more important than God. We don't say it out loud that these things are more important, but our behavior shows that we are putting God a long way down the list of what matters to us. What should we do if we want to share in God's wonderful life even now and whatever age we are? We have to put God first, others second, and ourselves last. We can practice this wherever we find ourselves, at home, at church, at school or university, at work, even shopping and going about our daily business. We put God first by asking always, what does God want me to do here and now? How should I speak to my parents, my brothers and sisters, my wife or my husband, my children? How should I serve them in the name of Christ instead of putting my own desires first? And this allows us to put others second. In the name of Christ and with his strength, we are able to let go of the things that used to be so important. We no longer have to worry about our possessions, our careers, our wealth, because we begin to want to do only what God asks of us, and we begin to want to share ourselves and those things that are important to us with others. And this allows us to put ourselves last. And when we think about ourselves last of all, we discover that God is already taking care of everything we need. This is not easy. It was too hard for the rich young man. He wanted to stay in control, and he wanted to be surrounded by all the things he thought would make him happy. But he was so worried about all of these things that he had no time or space in his life for God. And so he went away from Jesus, feeling very sad. We do not have to walk away from Jesus. We can spend every moment of every day in his loving presence. But we have to make a choice. This has to be what we want more than anything. And if we choose it, then God has to come first in everything, and others have to come second at all times, and we have to learn to stop worrying about ourselves and trust that God will look after us and provide all that we need, including the life that he waits to give us, a life without end, a divine and transforming life. It is by denying ourselves and following Christ that we discover and experience this life more and more, in every circumstance, for our healing and salvation, as peace and joy, unfailing hope and trust, for the glory of God and our union with him. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.